ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਕੋਵਿਡ-19 ਦੇ ਦੌਰਾਨ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਵੈਬਸਾਈਟ sodifurniture.com ਤੇ ਜਾਓ ਅਤੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਪਸੰਦ ਦਾ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਸਿਲੈਕਟ ਕਰੋ। ਸਟੋਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਕੇ ਸੇਮ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਦੇਖੋ ਅਤੇ ਸੇਮ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸ ਤੇ ਲਓ। ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਕੈਨੇਡੀ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਹੁਣ ਖੁੱਲ ਚੁੱਕੀ ਹੈ। ਫਾਰ ਮੋਰ ਇਨਫੋਰਮੇਸ਼ਨ ਕਾਲ
9058-8747-7171। North American, Chinese, the Korean, Name, the Istamal Shuda tires with full warranty.
A call Truck and Loop, 1776 Mearside Drive, 905-565-1100.
Morning everyone, or namaste, namaskar, sitaram, or assalamu alaikum, and a very warm welcome to your early morning edition of Shabnam, and especially designed to assist you with your early morning chores and to put you in a positive and good frame of mind, and to also ignite sparks of spiritual inspiration to you and your loved ones. जहाँ कहीं आप मौजूद हो, अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए। और ऐ बहारे बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज, देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज। और ऐ मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर, इस सलामे है बसेरा चंद रोज।
Running shabnamradio.com, streaming the culture across the seas and around the world.
Sita Ram Sasrikar Jagodatta Sai Ram Assalamu Alaikum and a pleasant good afternoon everybody. It's Richard Aziz, your favorite nephew, your brother, your uncle, your mamu, your friend. I'm here to keep you company. Hope you have a good morning so far. Are you ready to spend some time and enjoy some fun entertainment? ready or not, here we come. Well, just to give you a few phone numbers, telephone numbers to reach me right here, right now, 416-848-7772. That's 416-848-7772. To call in and chat, send your greetings, say hello. Of course, you can listen by telephone by simply dialing 647-872-4900. That's 647-872-4900. And remember, guys, we are here on www.shabnamradio.com until 4 o'clock, 7:70 until 3, an extra hour if you join us on shabnamradio.com. We have some birthday greetings to send out, sending out love and best wishes on your birthday out in Niagara Falls. We want to say hello to Vikram, beautiful wife. They just celebrated their anniversary, their wedding anniversary. And of course, celebrating with us today is his wife's birthday. Hey, this one for you, my sister. Welcome to Radio Shabnam. Chris Sukul and Company, how are ya?
Kab tak chup baithe, ab to kuch hai bolna. Kuch tum bolo, kuch hum bole aur bolo. Kab tak chup baithe, ab to kuch hai bolna.
Hello and welcome to our loyal listeners. I know some of you don't call in or text, but we know you are there. Hello and welcome. Those of you who've been listening to us for many, many years, we do so appreciate it. As we say hi and welcome to Drew and her family joining us. The Farooks are there joining us, Sherry and her mom and dad. Alif Mustafa celebrating a birthday. Welcome, assalamualaikum. Shobha, Jai Shri Ram and welcome. Sherry Ali, welcome. And I'm sure she's with us. Perth and Meena, my sister. Much greetings to share with you, and I want to start by saying welcome to Sherry. Sherry want to send some love to her auntie, Assalamualaikum Richard. I'd like you to please send a special birthday greetings to my beautiful and precious aunt Aklima Farooka. Well, of course we will do that. We have so many greetings to share with Auntie Farooka today. Sister Aklima Farooka, well, my aunt is very special to me. Remember, during August school break back in Guyana, she would come over and take me to Hog Island, which is in the Essequibo. And she would sew us pretty dresses and also my school uniform for me. May Allah bless her, my beautiful aunt you are indeed. And wishing you, Mom, very, very many, 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 many more happy birthdays. Again, greetings are coming to you from Sally Ali, your beautiful niece, and she cherished those memories. Yeah, wrong school time to open. Remember, you have to go get your uniform, especially the girls. Mom and Dad would always try to get your book list ready, and when you have to paper your books, get your uniform all pressed and looking sharp, starching and ironing your clothes. Parents had to find the money somewhere, somehow, to get those books and bags. Well, I could only imagine heading on to Hog Island, and of course it's like when you get there, meet up with your cousins, and of course leave all your worries behind. Now you're in the care of auntie and you could do anything you want because you're on holidays. School over, holidays time. So happy birthday, Auntie Aklima. One line up this one for you on your birthday. Happy birthday. And to you, Sally. Hope it brings back some fun memories back in Hog Island.
Yeah.
Auntie Mel, how are you? Hey, taking some time to remember our brother, our dear friend, Joseph Nanku. Hey, Auntie Mel, and let me send you this. Mwah. Big love coming out to you from your niece and nephew.
And running, ShopNamRadio.com, streaming the culture across the seas and around the world.
Now, I'm getting a lot of greetings going out to Auntie Farouk. Well, it's a clean up. Anybody is brave enough, come on guys, the Farouk, you could type, you could send lots of long messages. But could you dial a phone? Telephone number 416-848-7772. You know she means so much to the family. The true matriarch of the Farouk family. Come on. 416-848-7772. Let's see who would call and send her some best wishes and lots of love. Challenge going out to the Farouks. Let me see, do you think she deserves hearing somebody say I love you grandma or mommy? Happy birthday on the radio? Now we know you could send text messages and emails. Maybe your nails are too long to dial the phone. What you could do is voice activated. Say call Mamu now. Hey, having fun indeed on a Saturday. Welcome if you're just joining us. Okay, call now. Well, we have a fifth birthday celebration taking place. Hello, Selena. Hey, Selena. Assalamu alaikum. Well, Selena is celebrating her fifth birthday. Come tomorrow. Happy, happy birthday wishes are coming to you from your uncle, Sheikh Farouk, to start off. Wishing you with lots of hugs and kisses from Mummy and Daddy. Daddy Faizi and your Mummy Shalini. Your brothers Mikhail and Elsa. Elias. Mikhail and Elias. Not forgetting, you know, you make grandparents out of two young people, Nasib and Shamiza. Also Shane and Sandra, your grandparents, wishing you lots of love. From your Uncle Farouk, not forgetting your cousins. And the entire Farouk family. Also, we want to say hello to Mommy Shalini. We understand you've been in a little accident, but alhamdulillah, you're well and doing good today. I hope you're having a better day. Guys, wishing you a speedy recovery. Know that the in-laws are going to do everything to make sure you get better, and not forgetting a special day planned tomorrow for your little one. Still waiting for that phone call from the Farooq. 416-848-7772. You know, Shanaz would be the only one to do something like that. Happy birthday, Shanaz. Don't forget Pete and Baljeet. Thank you, Pete and Baljeet. They generously offered to pave or repaint the driveway of one of our contestants on Local Talent on Parade last week. Don't forget, he can make your driveway brighten up. Give him a call at 416-561-5139. 416-561-5139. That's Pete and Baljeet.
देखे तुम देखो मेरी आंखों से
अपने प्यार के सपने सच हुए।
I also want to say hello and welcome our loyal listeners out at La Park and Shipping and Money Transfer. Jean De Castro, how are you? Shalini, hey Davey. Well, we want to do this one for the birthday girl, celebrating her fifth birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
This one we're sending out to you, Selena. Happy, happy birthday, baby girl. Turning five tomorrow. Turn up the volume, Mama. Celebrating with your grandma or great great grandma also.
Bad bad din ye aaye, iske pehle to main paate. Bad bad din ye aaye, iske pehle to main paate. Let's gather to cut the cake, cheers to your life, let's celebrate. Happy birthday to you, another great year for you. Happy birthday to
you, wish you birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Baad baad din ye aaye, iske pehle to main paate. Let's gather to cut the cake, cheers to your life, let's celebrate. Happy birthday to you, another great year for you. Happy birthday to
you, wish you birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Gotta run and stop the drum. Stop, stop the hands and 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 drum. Stop, stop.
We pray for health, strength and positivity.
Blessings to you. We wish you great success.
Farooq celebrated his birthday. Also, Paul Rampersad is celebrating this weekend. Well, he started a couple of days now. Happy birthday, Paul Rampersad, from your beautiful kids, of course. From your so many friends, including the Farooq. And yours truly, Richard, as he's sending lots of love your way with God's blessing. Paul Rampersad, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Greetings also coming to you from Sean, DJ Sean out of Trinidad and Tobago. Anand Rampersad Singh of U97 Hot Like Pepper sending love your way. Happy birthday, Paul.
Another great year for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, guys. Those of you celebrating, we are continuing to keep you company. Hey, listen, you have a celebration, an anniversary, or just remembering some good times, you want to start a party, we are here to do that until 4 o'clock. But right now, we want to take some time to remember. You know, the Nankus have been a pillar in the community, especially back in Trinidad and Tobago, where they come from. Joseph Nanku, however, is the PR person when it comes to the Nanku family. Everybody knew and loved Joseph Nanku. In fact, here in Toronto, Joseph would be at every cricket game. He would be there. Very quiet fella, you know, and simple man. But boy, he was loved by so many. I remember days hanging with him at that Sylvan restaurant. He would walk in and as if the mayor walk in. So today we're remembering him because we understand his wife, Auntie Merle, is listening and just wanted to say, Mom, he led a perfect life, a beautiful soul indeed. And also want to send this one out, going out to you, Auntie Merle, and your niece, Sandy. Sandy, you've been through a lot and you're surviving. God is good indeed, right? So let's enjoy this one as we turn up the volume and enjoy Raymond Ramnarayan on Shabnam Radio. I want to say thank you again for tuning in to Shabnam every Saturday. A beautiful one indeed. In memory of our brother Joseph Nanku, my buddy. Come on, Auntie Merle, you remember the days he was courting you? You know you had this star boy from Hermitage. Or is it Rambut?
Could you make it?
must, Auntie Merle, you must be remembering the days going to the bazaar and the sports day down there. Forget, I will do another episode of Local Talent on Parade. Anybody want to take part? If you want to sing, you could sing a hymn even. And listen, anything goes, all right? 416-848-7772, I'll tell you. Maybe we'd open up the lines around the next quarter to two. How about that? Quarter to two, we'll try, see if we can open up the lines. I want to tell you about a brand new restaurant open. Kai Chur, brand new.
Love every time.
Well, friends, Kai Chur restaurant is a new restaurant. In fact, it's the largest outdoor patio Caribbean restaurant in all of Mississauga. Take a listen.
Mississauga is proudly the new home of the largest West Indian patio in Ontario. Kai Chur Restaurant and Bar, located at the corner of Hugh Ontario and Derry Road in Mississauga. Formerly Olympic Flame, our newly built spacious patio, fully renovated kitchen and dining area, Kai Chur's offer you a fusion of Canadian and Caribbean cuisine. Our top chefs and courteous staff are there to serve you tasty, mouth-watering halal dishes, weekly patio lunch, and a ton of special events. For reservation, catering, or pickup, call 905-565-1914. Remember, this is We Kai Chur, where good vibes, good food, and good times are always flowing. Kai Chur Restaurant and Bar, formerly Olympic Flame, 1 Derry Road East in Mississauga.
So if you want more.
And they're open right now, so check them out, okay? And they have always weekend lime taking place on the patio, in and outdoors, so you will be covered.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan. Door-to-door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lapakan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan.
Visit Lapakan.com.
That's right, visit laparkan.com or drop by and visit with Jean and the gang out in Finch and Markham Road area. I want to say hello to the new owners of Kai Chur Restaurant, Mississauga, largest West Indian patio in Mississauga. Well, Saturday, June 19th, Saturday night patio line is taking place. Drop by, it's 1 Derry Road, Mississauga, mask required, 4 guests per table. Social distancing, full rules in effect, but they are guaranteeing you a fun time. Hey, don't forget, beers, $5 for $20 with great, great cutters and good food from the kitchen. So check them out. This next one is brought to you to the compliments of Kai Chur Restaurant. Remember the address, 1 Derry Road. It's just at the corner of Derry and Hugh Ontario. Check them out. They are open. Hope to see you later. Well, of course, it's Climax
Bonita.
And Benita.
Sure taste.
Hey, this one would surely be playing tonight on the patio. Mrs. Arkell Largest West Indian Outdoor Patio. Did I tell you it's at One Dairy Road? It's open. Tonight they also have Tricky at Kaichu, also alongside In Style, One Dairy Road in Mississauga, formerly Olympic Flames. Wings only $8.99, 5 beers for only $20. Come on down for a line this evening, stay for the night. Saturday patch your line to the music of DJ Tricky and InStyle. Come get some wings, some beers, baby. See Chinese food available.
But I've been in Chipuri, but I really barati. His friends and family from all over, telling she the tradition. She don't want no evil casting on your side. Ooh. If you see her poo, I why not swing she way? Watch the flower, all the ladies joining share. If you see her poo, I why not swing she way? Watch the flower, all the ladies joining share. She can't wait to put she now.
That's right, don't forget them tonight at DJ Tricky and InStyle. On deck at the patio. Wings only $8.99, of course, 5 beers for only $20. You can afford to buy a wrongs. Hey, come on down. In fact, they're there right now setting up for this evening. It's always a big line at the patio. This next one again. Listen, guys, you come for a line. You want to play some dominoes? You want to play some old foods? This is the place. You come on down. You want to knock a thing? Well, I tell you, coming up right now is the Knock a Thing with Raymond Ramnarayan and Delina Dan. Compliments the management and staff of Kaicho. Remember the address? One Dairy Road. It's at the corner of Dew Dairy and Hugh Ontario. You don't want to miss this place. Hey, the line is on, right? This one again, compliments. You heard it. Kaicho, the one you come knock a thing. This one will definitely be playing tonight. Bring your bottle. Bring your crew. Bring your bubble.
Knock a table and bust a tune. We not gonna session.
Hey, the management and staff want to welcome you indeed. Check it out. Brand new. In fact, it's Mississauga's largest outdoor patio. It's licensed.
Yeah.
welcome Anne and Wayne. Remember, those are the guys from West Indian Friends That Care. Hey, Anne and Wayne, we're missing out on the little lime, outdoor lime interview. Hey, come on down later. When you get there, look for the owner and tell him you come to Nakati. We're talking about Kaitro, Re-Kaitro. We have fun, food and water and fluid, all this fluid. As we say hello to, I believe, Mr. Terry Saar. How are you doing, brother?
Greetings, Richard. How are you, my friend?
Good, good. What's up?
I'm driving on the highway at a good pace with my wife is on, so I don't know how my audio is. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, go ahead. We hear you.
Yeah, I'm calling you for two things. One is a bit of a bitch, and the second is to seek your help. So let me start with the first one quickly. You know, and this is with no without prejudice to anyone. There's always a call out to the diaspora to help Guyana in some way or some form.
Mm-hmm.
A few months ago, myself and a few classmates who went to Western Royal Government Secondary School, you know, I put together a couple of weed whackers and a power washer and shipped them to Guyana. And that opened up a can because the GRA wants the invoice which I sent them, they wanted a letter. I contacted the consulate here, the consulate wrote to GRA, GRA wrote to me again yesterday. The point I'm making here is that it is very discouraging when you're trying to help and you have to go through all this bureaucracy and red tape. So for whatever it's worth, I just want to mention that. The second point is, and I feel very uncomfortable always asking you to help me, I mean, my fellow listeners, you know the recent report in Guyana, Richard? So yes. We, the Lions Club, and a couple of notable Lions, particularly Lion Abdullah, we managed to accumulate, accept donation for almost 50 barrels to ship to Guyana. The ask of you and your listeners today is we would like any help that anyone can offer us, monetary help, to cover the cost of the shipment. So we have the barrels, we have some money, but we do need some more money. I know your listeners are tired of being asked all the time. Richard, I just want to say one last thing. Wherever there's a need, there's a lion. And the Lions Organization is the largest humanitarian charitable organization in the world. So my ask is, whatever help anybody can offer, if they could contact you, and if you could be the captain for this, for us, we would greatly appreciate that.
All right, Terry, couple things. One, how many barrels are you trying to ship, and what's the cost to ship one barrel?
Well, that's what I'm negotiating right now. I frankly don't, what the gentleman who is helping us said, bring me the stuff, I will ship it, whatever money you have given to me, whatever you owe, you can pay whatever you want. I don't like doing business that way. I don't like to owe money to anybody. I like to pay for whatever. I mean, we bought the barrels, but I don't know what the cost. I'm going to guess about
how many barrels?
$70 for that.
How many 50. Barrels? 50. 50?
50.
And they already filled it?
They're already filled and they're already at the shipping location.
Okay. Let me give you a word of caution. There's a gentleman in Brampton, Mississauga area that reached out to many people, including my buddy Patrick, and offered to ship at no cost. And then when he went to him, calling him, not answering, his wife ducking this call, nobody. And Patrick was very fair. Hey, I'm willing to pay his business, but give me a little discount we would be paying. And, you know, you want to ship some, pay for some, we do that. But so be careful when people make promises like that, especially that fella. The second thing I want
to... I know who you're talking. I know what you're referring to. And I want to tell you something else, Richard. I can actually get this done for almost zero cost. But, Richard, I don't like taking advantage of people's generosity. It's not right. It's not fair. Whatever little money we can collect together, let's do it.
And the second thing I wanted to address is that, you know, while everybody is in good spirit to do charitable work, remember the government and the docs and the authorities in Guyana, like anywhere else, have protocol. And if you have to get it done, at least they should set up, and this is something the government should look into and put on their website, what is required in order to ship so you could get a duty-free concession, tax-free concession. I mean, yes, in good intention, you could put, I want to do this, it's a volunteer. But at the end of the day, it has to go through the red tape and the protocol. So,
Let me answer that question, Richard. We have confirmation from the Lions Club in Guyana, through the government of Guyana, that if it's a Lions-to-Lions shipment, it will be completely free of duty.
And the problem still lies. So something is not right. So either the Lions...
No. There are two issues. What I spoke about before is separate. This is a separate matter. We are all shipping these barrels to aid the flood victims in Guyana. So we're looking to raise money to cover some of the cost of the shipping because we already have some money.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the red tape you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. The red tape, I mean, is ridiculous. I mean, I don't understand. You know, of the goodness of people's heart, we ship these weed whackers and power washers, and then it's still stuck at customs because they need all sorts of stuff. So that's gone. I mean, I'm still dealing with that, but the issue at hand right now is if I'm not asking too much of you, Richard, on behalf of Lion Abdulla, on behalf of Lion Sandy, the district governor, right, and other members, Lion Julian, and all the Lions who were involved in this riot.
You said you called for two things. One is a bitch and one is something. You know what the third thing you do? You kill the vibes. All the music, we leave it behind. So we're going to jam again. Of course, we continue to plug your cause, all right? Thank you, Terry.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Hey, listen, you want to help out with the barrel? Please give us a call.
Knock a table and bust a tune. We in a Ghana session.
Compliments, Kai Chor. Guys, if you call in advance or text me, we can line up these interviews. You know what I mean? Killing the spirit is killing the vibe. We understand you have a message. Okay, who we have on the line? Hello.
Good afternoon, Mr. Richard.
Hi, Patrick. What's happening, brother?
Good. I just want to give some shout-out to the people that we deal with, and a word to Terry. Terry, if you were to send 50 barrels, as a barrel will cost the minimum of $40 or $50 to ship one, do what I did, or what we did, get a couple of gay lords, those big 4x4 boxes. We had a company in Mississauga, and I don't know if I would prefer that we shop around, and we got Tennessee to do the Gaylords for a very half of the prices, or one third the prices what the other companies asked for. And each one of the Gaylords carry at least 5 to 6 barrels can fit in one of the Gaylord boxes. And cheap, you can do one of those Gaylords for $200. And we want to give out a shout-out to one of our family, Richard. Please permit me. They don't like the name call. But the Sati Ragubir in Brampton, they finished 2 Gaylords, and they pay for all the shipments to Guyana. So we didn't have to collect money from nobody. They called me up this week, let's go again. I said, no, let's don't do it like that.
But Patrick,
I am giving out.
So Patrick, you know,
thank you to all the people who have subscribed to us.
You know, but you said nobody from this program called you, except for one lady in Markham. So I hope the lady is listening to the program that you're sending a shout out and thanks to. We appreciate it. But for those who listening and didn't call Patrick, you know, this man went all out and did what he did, and you know, through his family and friends and contact, he was able to rally around. And how many barrels or boxes, a barrel equivalent that you sent?
The four Gaylords we sent and we shipped and we packed them, it's equivalent to 25 barrels, and we pay one-third the cost for all those barrels to ship. So you can confine those in crates and dealer boxes.
All right. So Patrick did that, and he was able to send it, and he had a contact in Guyana before he did, and a minister indeed is going to be looking after shipping and clearing it. Patrick, God bless you, my brother. You're a good man, and you continue to help her. But I just wanted to say to our listeners, only one listener, he said, call. And
we got about five, Richard.
No, you said one. You said one, lady. Okay,
no, but one who contributes. Okay. Five calls. One contributes, and I was willing to go to their house in Markham, Concord.
Yeah. So.
And to pick up the stuff for them.
All right. So, want to say thank you for what you have done and accomplished, and we hope that it reaches the flood victims. And God bless you, Patrick. And what's the lady name again? I hope she's listening to the radio, because she mightn't be a listener.
Tati Raghubir in Brompton and her family. And Richard, I send you the call sheet when I send you, and it's arriving in Guyana on the 2nd of August.
Good.
I send you the whole bill of lading where we ship it at. So if Terry Saul wants to have a look at it, you're free to give him and see if they can combine it. And I'm willing to help Terry Saul to ship it because I know what it is.
Okay, so let me start something here. We have 50 barrel at, let me say, average $50. You're willing to make a pledge, a little money?
Let me talk to Terry Saul because I can do the transportation for him free of cost too.
All right, so that's a good deal. So I'll give you Terry's number, call me and I'll hook you up, all right?
Right, thank you, because I am doing that, and I know when people go, they ask everybody, and people show up, and some people, it's a big restaurant in Scarborough.
Yeah, that's
10 minutes a lecture.
Okay.
10 minutes a lecture, when they're done, that's what we can give.
All right.
I don't ask too much of people. I ask the people on the ground, the grassroots, the poor people give you $20, the rich people, hell no.
All right, and let me just see, to that restaurant owner, the restaurant name starts with T, and it's out in Scarborough. Mr. Man, you don't need to lecture big grown men. You don't want to give your blasted money, keep it in your pocket. But don't ever
call him. I don't call him.
May I call him? I don't know how much restaurant in Scarborough. I could tell him many. But listen, we know who he is. You know what? It's not Tropical Night, by the way. You can't lecture big people. If you don't want to give, you don't have to give. And not because you own a restaurant, you're a big shot. Not because you own a restaurant, you could take your eye and pass on people. And Patrick, all you have to do is to tell as many people as possible who this man is, and allow, ask them, listen, stop supporting him. Because enough is enough. You know, there are many big companies that get our business and serve. We go day after day. You name how many groceries. We have only big distribution in this city. How many of them, when you go as a temple or a charitable organization and ask them, and you go, what does it tell you? They insult you, they tell you, oh, they already gave or they have. And, you know, we need to call them out. You know what? They're getting our business. They're giving us a service, fair enough. But, you know,
Richard, as we're on that too, we went to Blue Sky in Pickering. They gave us everything at cost.
Well, you see, and this is what we're talking about. They got some business. You didn't want it for free. You give it. You pay your money, and you went and you do your thing. So, Patrick, I'm glad that you were able to get through, and we go in again. Hey, I know it's not.
Supported us. We went with two boxes. We went up with four. Richard, if it wasn't for you and the air station, as much as it is, a lot of people listen, but not everybody will give.
Shazim is not Twilight. Okay, call name, I'll confirm, it's not Twilight. It's not Twilight. All right?
Thanks again.
Call Patrick and he will tell all you who it is. You know, the way when this guy mouthed off on Patrick, Patrick felt bad. Now, he was embarrassed. If you know Patrick, by the way, Patrick is the owner of a huge warehouse company, transportation. You have trucks and drivers on the ground. You know, he took a chance and doing this thing, and now he's moving to a bigger warehouse. So he's not no hand to mouth. He's a fellow who worked hard and reached somewhere. So when you with your little restaurant want to take your eye and pass on people, come on, think twice. Anyway, if you want to give a $50. Let's see if we could. You don't have to give it to me, by the way. We would make arrangement, get it for the Lions Club. We are doing this one, and we want to say thank you. $50, you could ship a bile. You want to ship 2 bile? No problem. Call me and make a little pledge. As we continue with the program, we want to say hello to our friends out in Authentic Trini Cuisine. Let me see. Authentic Trini Cuisine. Oh, and by the way, when you talk about shipping, let me tell you, I got a text here from, what's her name? Friends That Cares, Ann and Wayne, and they said that they always use one company, Le Parc and Shipping and Money Transfer. Hi, who we have on the line? Hello.
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 Richard, Abdullah here.
Abdullah, how are you, my brother? Lions Abdullah.
Yes, let me clear the air and all this controversy here.
What controversy, boy? This is normal, boy.
It's about barrels and cost and all kind of things. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are the Lions, and we are sending the stuff to Guyana. So I am the chairperson or the coordinator of this task force to send all this stuff to Guyana, right? So far, we went ahead and we made an appeal to the community and to the Lions, and they have responded very well in terms of giving donations. We have collected, we have sealed, completely sealed and packaged 31 barrels.
31, right?
Once, right? 31 barrels already filled, and they're sitting in the warehouse in Mississauga, right? And the other, and also there's one skid of boxes. So this is where we are right now. We need to ship these barrels to Guyana. The shipper is not giving us a free ride. We have to give him something, right? As Terry said, right? So any little bit will help us.
Okay.
If your listeners are willing to contribute.
What's your phone number, Abdullah?
416-573-2949.
Abdullah. Thank you very much, Lion Abdullah. And by the way, I want to let you know that Lion Abdullah, many times when we do anything on this program, he was one of the first to pledge and donate. And Terry Saar is another. So just putting it out there, anybody, I mean, Terry has been giving. The first calls a lot of people make is to Terry Saar. So I know we as a community could do this, and I am starting by giving $100 for 2 barrels. So we're putting a barrel at $50. So I'm pledging and giving $100 to ship 2 barrels, and we down to 31. So that's 2 barrels. And Lion Abdullah, thank you very much, brother. Hi, who we have on the line? Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How
don't they call you? Anna, how are you doing?
Good, good.
Yes, you're live on the radio.
hi, Richard. Western Friends That Care would like to